This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Thursday, December 6th, brought to you by the American Farm Bureau. Good afternoon, I'm Jeff Nelly. Well, wheat growers from across the country wrapped up meetings this week in Texas. Sam Kiefer, the new CEO of the National Association of Wheat Growers, said it was a very good meeting.
We had a great meeting. It was a wonderful first foray into the world of wheat for me to step into. We had great and collaborative meetings between NOG and U.S. Wheat Associates and, of course, the National Wheat Foundation. Despite the high input costs and the low commodity prices, there is still a good bit of optimism within the grower sector, but we do need to get over the current hump of profitability, and I look forward to working with all the member states and with U.S. Wheat Associates. Every bushel of wheat we sell is a good thing for the American wheat grower.
Wheat Growers President Pat Clemens of Kentucky says the economy is challenging for crop farmers, and they prefer long-term solutions to short-term assistance.
Well, everyone's first choice is trade, not aid, Jeff. And we appreciate and need and are receptive of any aid that they can bring our way. But that will not solve the long-term problem of the fact that America produces more food than they consume, and other parts of the world need it. And we should be able to sell it to them. That is the long-term solution.
Kiefer says global customers are interested in U.S. supplies, but they do face challenges.
Several of the NOG members who have traveled with U.S. Wheat Associates overseas have come back giving reports of trading partners saying, hey, we want to do business with you. But there is some uncertainty from folks on the other side of that boat wondering what's going to happen if they do book a shipment. We certainly are looking for trade certainty. And, of course, you know, all of the conversation about tariffs, that is having an impact on the input prices.
Clement says there are issues that are even beyond tariffs.
We've also had to delve into the issue of Chinese-owned ships, Chinese-owned assets in other countries that they're making it difficult for us to use, is how we term them, Jeff. So they've been a topic. Actually, input costs have been a pretty universal topic, too. Tariffs have affected input costs to the same extent that they've affected our ability to export. We're getting hit both ways, and one's bad enough, but two's unbearable.
Clement says tariffs on inputs like fertilizer are a problem for all crop farmers. He also noted a story from a Montana wheat grower who needed parts from north of the border.
A lot of the equipment they use is manufactured in Canada. He has a grain drill that he uses to plant his wheat with. And he went up there to get his repair parts. He's going to completely rebuild this drill, $30,000 worth of parts, and was facing a $12,000 tariff at the border.
Clement says wheat faces acreage challenges from crops that have demand opportunities from renewable fuel.
Well, it's an issue because we're losing acres to some of those oil crops like Catalina, sunflower, canola, and they continue to eat away at the acres. The answer for us is we are a food, F-O-O-D, grain, as well as a feed grain. We want access to all the food markets without any restrictions, and I think we can deal with it from there.
In other news, President Donald Trump and senior administration officials continue to reinforce the administration argument for why the U.S. needs emergency tariffs. U.S. Trade Representative Jamison Greer told Fox Business News today the U.S. is facing a clear economic emergency and the president is acting accordingly. Trump administration now says that SNAP food aid for November will be reduced less than originally announced. In a court filing, the figure said beneficiaries would receive up to 65% of their usual assistance. Today's Drive Time is brought to you by the American Farm Bureau. Join more than 5,000 farmers and ranchers from across the country at the American Farm Bureau Convention, January 9th through 14th in Anaheim, California. The convention and trade show are open to anyone who wants to learn more about farming, ranching, and agriculture policy. Register today at annualconvention.fb.org. Well, that's all for today's AgriPulse Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Nelly.